Chapter 66. The Major turned up the collar of his overcoat against the wind that was blowing down the Thames. He saw Giles Pritchard on Millbank, heading towards the north side of the bridge. Gannon was standing at the midpoint, facing the traffic. He watched as Pritchard walked along the bridge. There were no signs that he was being followed. Pritchard had his hands in the pockets of his coat when he reached the Major, and he didn't offer to shake. He just acknowledged him with a curt nod.
"I don't appreciate being dragged outside like this," said Pritchard.
Gannon shrugged.
"Your appreciation is pretty far down my list of priorities at the moment," he said. "Chris Wheeler died on the operating table 10 minutes ago."
Pritchard sighed.
"I'm sorry."
"Yeah, well, sorry doesn't really cut it. There are 4 names now that have to be added to the base of the clock tower in Stirling Lines. That's where we honour our dead. And there are 4 sets of relatives who are going to have to be told that their loved ones have died. And for what?"
"There's no way we could have known that they were going to attack the car," said Pritchard.
"But they did. And we need to ask ourselves how they knew. I phoned you and told you that we had the Yank and we were taking him to Wellington Barracks. Other than you, no one else knew that he was alive. You sent your 2 guys to pick him up. So who else knew?"
Pritchard shrugged.
"John Fretwell and Liz Bailey. They needed to know that he was on the way in.
That's all."
"Alan, you phoned me. I notified John and Liz. I don't know if they mentioned it to anyone else."
"Liz Bailey would have known about the Hampstead safe house, right?"
"Sure."
"And John?"
"Probably."
"Did either of them know that the DEA were holding Flores in Hampstead?"
Pritchard shook his head.
"That was strictly need to know. Ian Hadley knew, of course."
"And when Hadley went to the house, it was attacked."
"You're suggesting he was involved?" "I don't think so."
"No, but he could have been followed. If they knew he was on the way to the house."
Pritchard shrugged, but didn't say anything.
"We have to find out who their inside man is, or this is going to get worse."
"Do you have any thoughts?"
asked Pritchard.
"Actually, I do," said the Major.